Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And today's show is one that I really hoped we wouldn't be doing for some time to come. But unfortunately, we lost Carol Channing recently. She was 97 years old. And more than the joy she gave on stage, she was a powerhouse who also basically saved the arts in the California school system with her husband through a series of benefit concerts and the like. So she will truly be missed for many reasons. But today we're going to celebrate her long career and her style that you can say is her very own.
Well, her real name was Carol Elaine Channing. She attended Bennington College for a while and then came to the Big Apple to try her hand at Broadway. She made her Broadway debut in the chorus of a Mark Blitzstein off-Broadway musical called No for an Answer, and then she understudied Eve Arden in a musical called Let's Face It in 1941. She got a small part in a dramatic play called Proof Through the Night, but that closed very quickly, and she had difficulty finding work, so she went to Los Angeles, where she was a model. While she was in Los Angeles, she landed in a role in a revue by Charles Gaynor called Lend an Ear, and it was so successful out on the West Coast that it moved to Broadway on December 16, 1948. And in one of her songs, she made fun of the 1920s vocal style with a song by Charles Gaynor called A Little Game of Tennis.
A little game of tennis, I'll meet you on the court. To every trick I've ever learned to beat you, I'll resort. So give me, if you're sporty, love, a handicap of 40, love. A little game of tennis, I'll meet you on the court. A little game of golfing, I'll meet you on the links. And don't you try to ply me there with alcoholic drinks. Our troubles will go fleeing off the moment we start teeing off. A little game of golfing, I'll meet you on the links. When the moonlight succeeds the afternoon light, that's the very nicest time of day. You and I alone are gonna try a brand new game I'd like to learn to play. A little bit of kissing beneath the moon above. The stars will wink their eyes to see our little game of love. If you're the energetic type, the very athletic type, you'll always be a winner in the little game of love.
From the 1948 review Lend an Ear, Carol Channing sang A Little Game of Tennis by Charles Gaynor.
Now, we have a song that was used originally in that Carol Channing also brought back for another show called Showgirl. She was in it with, I believe, five other people. There was a singing group and then another co-star, and she got to shine in that as well. This song, also by Charles Gaynor, is called Doing the Old Yahoo Step. Once again, it was from Lend an Ear from 1948 and then was used again in Showgirl in 1961.
On the right, swing out your elbows, get in the fight. Follow the new step, doing the old Yahoo step. Come all you flappers, don't be aloof. Come all you sheiks, we're raising the roof. Sing out as you step, doing the old Yahoo step. Hear that jazz bow, boop-boop-be-doodle-oo. Hear that jazz bow, gray skies are turning blue. Down on the left foot, down on the right. Swing out your elbows, get in the fight. Follow the new step, doing the old Yahoo step. It's my baby. Hear that jazz bow, boop-boop-be-doodle-oo. Hear that jazz bow, gray skies are turning blue. Down on the left foot, down on the right. Swing out your elbows, get in the fight. Follow the new step, doing the old Yahoo step. Ooh, step. Who's step? That old Yahoo step.
Showgirl ran for 100 performances after it opened in 1961, and she was joined on stage by Jules Munshin, who did much of the sketch work with her, and Le Car Judy, the four young things, I guess we would call them. She was wildly popular, was nominated for a Tony, unfortunately did not win it. But that was the old Yahoo step, which was somehow put into the score of Showgirl.
Carol Channing hit Broadway stardom with Gentlemen Prefer Blondes in 1949. It had a score by Stein and Robin, and one of her early songs in the show was A Little Girl from Little Rock.
On the wrong side of the tracks, till a gentleman took me out one night, and after he taught me wrong from right, we moved to the right side of the tracks. Then someone broke my heart in Little Rock, and I up and left old Arkansas. Like a little lost lamb, I roamed about till I came to New York and I found out the one you call your daddy ain't your father. I was young and determined. I was winding, dining, earning every night. Opportunity would knock. And some of these days in my fancy clothes, I'm going back home and thumb my nose at the one who done me wrong. The one who done me wrong. The one who done me wrong in Little Rock. I'm just a little girl from Little Rock, but fate led me straight to Murray Hill, and I suddenly had a charge account. It amounted to quite a large amount, but somehow I never got the bill. Although I lost my heart in Little Rock, I still wasn't smart about romance. I've discovered since then that a girl in love usually gets a token of a man's appreciation in advance. Though my landlord adored me, he was like a father toward me until I found him on the city block. And now that I'm known in the biggest banks, I'm going back home and give my thanks to the one who done me wrong, the one who done me wrong, the one who done me wrong in... The one who done me wrong, the one who
From the original cast of Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, Carol Channing sang A Little Girl from Little Rock. And Michael and I have a Carol Channing lecture in our catalog. Some of you know that we give lectures monthly at the Monroe Township Senior Center and the West Windsor Senior Center, and they're going to get the Carol Channing lecture again in order to commemorate her career. We had to compromise on the Carol Channing lecture because I'm not a Carol Channing fan, and Michael is not an Ethel Merman fan, so we eventually did lectures on both ladies as a sort of compromise. We now have over 100 different topics in our lecture catalog.
But let's get back to Carol and a song that I think really shows her range. Yes, she was a character. Yes, she had a definite persona. And even though the voice might not have been beautiful, my goodness, she had a huge range. And this is one of the first ways she showed it. Once again, from Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, we have what I think is the definitive version of Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend.
The French are glad to die for love. They delight in fighting duels. But I prefer a man who lives
and gives expensive duels. A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat or help you at the automat. Men grow cold as girls grow old, and we all lose our charms in the end.
But square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
I've heard of affairs that are strictly platonic, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. And I think affairs that you must keep Masonic are the better bets. If little pets get big baguettes, time rolls on and youth is gone, and you can't straighten up when you bend. But stiff back or stiff knees, you stand straight at Tiffany's. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. There may come a time when a lass needs a lawyer, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. There may come a time when a hard-boiled employer thinks you're awful nice, but get that ice or else no dice. He's your guy when stocks go high, but beware when they start to descend. It's then that those louses go back to their spouses. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
From Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, that was Carol Channing with Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend.
One of the things about Carol Channing that many people liked was her ability to use comedy in a song. And we have a song that was used in Showgirl that illustrates this talent. It's called Somewhere There's a Bluebird.
Dear, dear friends, hold it, boys. Dear, dear friends, I cannot go on without telling you thank you from the bottom of my heart for letting me appear before you tonight. It makes me feel so humble. All during my 22 record-breaking weeks at the Palladium in London, England, where I was held over by popular demand, my 31 weeks at Monsignor's in Paris, France, where I was held over by Mr. Monsignor personally, and my 6 days at Schlachtenhachter's Rathskeller in Berlin. Stupid crowds. My one thought has been, next comes the Palace Theater on Old Broadway. Tonight, you wonderful audience, in answer to thousands and thousands and thousands of requests, here is little me trying to sing for you my song of inspiration, Somewhere There's a Little Bluebird. Hit it, boys. Somewhere, I don't know where, and somehow, I don't know how, and someday, I don't know when, I'm gonna find my bluebird of happiness again. Something, I don't know what, in some way, I don't know which, but someone, I don't know who, has left me feeling mighty sad and blue. Little bluebird, can't you see I'm really up a tree? Won't you come to me and end this misery? Somewhere, when I know where, and somehow, when I know how, and someday, when I know when, I'm gonna find my little bluebird once again. Gonna find your little bluebird once again.
From the 1961 review Showgirl, Carol Channing sang Somewhere There's a Bluebird.
We now go to 1964, and of course we have to include a couple of songs from the show that basically made her a household name. It's funny that she didn't get to use many of the things that she used in these earlier shows for Hello Dolly, but that personality showed through all of the songs. We'll start with So Long, Dearie, where she's telling Horace Vandergelder to go his way and she'll go hers, but it just happens to be the same way.
Well, Horace, it looks as if there's nothing more for me to say, but...
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
Don't try and stop me, Horace, please. And whisper so long, dearie, you ain't gonna see me anymore. But when you discover that your life is dreary, don't you come a-knocking on my door. 'Cause I'll be all dolled up and singing that song that says, you dog, I told you so. So wave your little hand and whisper so long, dearie. Dearie should have said so long ago. Because you treated me so rotten and rough, I've had enough of feeling low. So wave your little hand and whisper so long, dearie. Dearie should have said so long, so long ago. For I can hear that choo-choo calling me on to a fancy new address. Yes, I can hear that choo-choo calling me on board that Happiness Express. I'm gonna learn to dance and drink and smoke a cigarette. I'm going as far away from Yonkers as a girl can get. So those cold winter nights, Horace, you can snuggle up to your cash register. It's a little lumpy, but it rings. Don't come a-knocking, I'll be all dolled up and singing that song that says, you dog, I told you so. Horace, you will find your life a sad old story when you see your dolly shuffle off to glory. Oh, I should have said so long.
From the original cast of Hello, Dolly, Carol Channing with So Long, Dearie.
When Hello, Dolly's original cast recording came out in 1964, the title song, which goes on for several days, had to be shortened because they wanted to fit the whole score onto a traditional LP. In later versions of the show, this song is expanded, and I don't think it's a benefit. We're going to have the original recording of Hello, Dolly by Carol Channing and the Male Chorus from 1964.
Back home where I belong. You're looking swell, Manny, I can tell. Danny, you're still glowing, you're still crowing, you're still going strong. I feel the room swaying for the band's playing one of my old favorite songs from way back when. So bridge that gap, fellas, find me an empty lap, fellas, Dolly'll never go away again.
Still
fellas, I'm staying where I'm at, fellas.
Promise you'll never go away again.
I went away from the lights of 14th Street and into my personal haze. But now that I'm back in the lights of 14th Street, tomorrow will be brighter than the good old days.
Those good old days! Hello, 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 Dolly. Well, hello, hey, look, there's Dolly.
Glad to see you, Hank. Let's thank my lucky star. You're looking great, Stanley. Lose some weight, Stanley. Dolly's overjoyed and overwhelmed and overpowered.
I hear the eyes. See the lights. And I still get glances from her hands.
Golly gee, fellas, find me a vacant knee, fellas.
Dolly will never go away again.
Carol Channing and the male chorus of Waiters brought you Jerry Herman's Hello, Dolly.
This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to Remembering Carol Channing on The Dress Circle. Now, of course, through the years, Carol Channing showed up everywhere in films. She showed up in animated features, television musicals, and also on a recording that was very, very popular. Free to Be, You and Me. It was a TV soundtrack for something that was often animated and also had live action. She got to do a piece that was written by Sheldon Harnick called Housework, where she explains, well, something that's factual to the children so they didn't get the wrong idea.
You know, there are times when we happen to be just sitting there quietly watching TV when the program we're watching will stop for a while. And suddenly someone appears with a smile and starts to show us how terribly urgent it is to buy some brand of detergent or soap or cleanser or cleaner or powder or paste or wax or bleach to help with the housework. Now, most of the time, it's a lady we see who's doing the housework on TV. She's cheerfully scouring a skillet or two Or she's polishing pots till they gleam like new, or she's scrubbing the tub, or she's mopping the floors, or she's wiping the stains from the walls and the doors, and she's washing the windows, the dishes, the clothes, or waxing the furniture till it just glows, or cleaning the fridge or the stove or the sink with a lighthearted smile and a friendly wink, and she's doing her best to make us think that her soap or detergent or cleanser or cleaner or powder or paste or wax or bleach is the best kind of soap or detergent or cleanser or cleaner or powder or paste or wax or bleach that there is in the whole wide world. And maybe it is and maybe it isn't. And maybe it does what they say it will do. But I'll tell you one thing I know is true. The lady we see when we're watching TV, the lady who smiles as she scours or scrubs or rubs or washes or wipes or mops or dusts or cleans, or whatever she does on our TV screens, that lady is smiling because she's an actress and she's earning money for learning those speeches that mention those wonderful soaps and detergents and cleansers and cleaners and powders and pastes and waxes and bleaches. So, the very next time you happen to be just sitting there quietly watching TV and you see some nice lady who smiles as she scours or scrubs or rubs or washes or wipes or mops or dusts or cleans, remember, nobody smiles doing housework but those ladies you see on TV. Your mommy hates housework. Your daddy hates housework. I hate housework, too. And when you grow up, so will you. Because even if the soap or detergent or cleanser or cleaner or powder or paste or wax or bleach that you use is the very best one, housework is just no fun. Children, when you have a house of your own, make sure when there's housework to do that you don't have to do it alone. Little boys, little girls, when you're big husbands and wives, if you want all the days of your lives to seem sunny as summer weather, make sure when there's housework to do that you do it together.
From the television special Free to Be You and Me, which is most closely associated with Marlo Thomas, that was Carol Channing with Housework.
Thumbelina, a 1994 animated film, gave Carol Channing the chance to win an award. She recorded this song for the soundtrack called Marry the Mole, and the recording won a Razzie Award for the worst recording of the year.
Love. Love is what we read about in books, my dear. Here comes the bride, is a lovely little ditty, but marrying for love is a foolish thing to do, 'cause love won't pay the mortgage or put porridge in your bowl. Dearie, marry the mole. True, it's a fact that he's not exactly witty, he's blinder than a bat, but at least his eyes are blue. His breath may be alarming, but he's charming for a troll. Dearie, marry the mole. Romeo and Juliet were very much in love when they were wed. They honored every vow. So where are they now? They're dead. Dead, very, very dead. Poor Thumbelina, your brain's so itty-bitty. I hate to seem a pest, but I know what's best for you. Just think of all the ways that you can decorate a hoe. Take my advice, I'll bring the rice. Dearie, marry the mole. Marry that mole. M is for money. O-L-E.
As Mrs. Fieldmouse, you heard Carol Channing sing Marry the Mole. We hope you're listening to this broadcast as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio cannot exist without your financial support.
Thoroughly Modern Millie was the first time I remember seeing Carol Channing on film, in fact, performing at all, I think, and I fell in love with her immediately. She was just absolutely perfect as Muzzy. We're going to listen to two songs from the score, and then an additional one she did on another recording. The first is Jazz Baby. And this comes from the score, so you have all of the film soundtrack things. But also at the end, that is her playing the saxophone and singing lower and lower and lower.
My daddy was a ragtime trombone player. My mommy was a ragtime cabaret-er. They met one day at a tango tea. There was a syncopated wedding, and then came me. Folks think the way I walk is a fad, but it's a birthday present from my mommy and daddy. I'm a jazz baby, little jazz baby, that's me. There's something in the tone of a saxophone that makes me do a little wiggle all my own, 'cause I'm a jazz baby. Full of jazz bow harmony that walk the dog and bowl the jack that caused all the talk. He's just a copy of the way I naturally walk, 'cause I'm a jazz baby, little jazz baby, that's me. Rocked to sleep while the cradle went to and fro, to and fro, to the tune of the tickle toe. Ever since I started in to grow, love to hear the music play and see my dear old mammy swaying. Razzmatazz, that's all I ever knew. All day long I never would get through. Jazzmatazz, that's all I wanna do. So play me a little jazz. When those fellas go mad, cannot compare with what I got from mommy and dad. So hear this jazz, baby.
From the original score of the film Thoroughly Modern Millie, Carol Channing with Jazz Baby.
Thoroughly Modern Millie was a mixture of old songs and new songs, and one of the old songs rescued was Do It Again by Gershwin and De Silva, and here is Carol Channing to sing it.
Thank you. But no one will hear. Mama may scold me, 'cause she told me it was naughty, but then, oh, do it again. Please do it again.
From the soundtrack of Thoroughly Modern Millie, that was Carol Channing singing Do It Again. And she gets shot out of a cannon right after that.
Well, right, it starts with her getting shot out and she ends up in a chair and singing Do It Again. And I must admit, I love her version far better than the Marilyn Monroe version of Do It Again, which is just slow and lugubrious. There is so much life into what Carol Channing has here. Well, we wanted to play the title song from Thoroughly Modern Millie. In the film, it's sung by Julie Andrews. But on a separate recording, a CD called Jazz Baby, Carol Channing got to do the title song.
There are those, I suppose, think we're mad. Heaven knows the world has gone to rack and to ruin. What we think is chic, unique, and quite adorable, they think is odd and Sodom and Gomorrah. But the fact is everything today is thoroughly modern. Check your personality, everything today makes yesterday slow. Better face reality, it's not insanity, says Vanity Fair. In fact, it's stylish to raise your skirts and bob your hair. In a rumble seat, the world is so cozy. If the boy is kissable and that tango dance they wouldn't allow, now it's quite permissible. Goodbye, good, goody girl, I'm changing anyhow. So beat the drums, 'cause here comes Thoroughly Modern Millie now. Today is thoroughly modern. Bands are getting jazzier. Everything today is starting to go. Cars are getting snazzier. Men say it's criminal what women will do. What they're forgetting is this is 1922. Have you seen the way they kiss in the movies? Isn't it delectable? Painting lips and pencil, lining your brows. Now it's quite respectable. Goodbye, good, goody girl, I'm changing anyhow. So beat the drums, 'cause here comes Thoroughly Modern Millie now. Have you seen the way they kiss in the movies? Painting lips and pencil, lining your brows. Goodbye, good, goody girl,
drums, 'cause here comes thoroughly modern Millie now.
That was Carol Channing with her version of the title song to Thoroughly Modern Millie.
The collection Michael mentioned is called Carol Channing Jazz Baby, and it's on the DRG label, and that's one of her few solo CDs. She does 18 songs, and one of them shows off her absolute mastery of the 1920s style. So we thought we'd include it here. It's called Ma, He's Making Eyes at Me.
Little Lily was oh so silly and shy, and all the fellas knew she wouldn't bill and coo. Every single night some smart fella would try to cuddle up to her, but she would cry. Ma, he's making eyes at me. Ma, he's awful nice to me. Ma, he's almost breaking my heart. I'm beside him. Mercy, let his conscience guide him. Ma, he wants to marry me. Be my honeybee. Every minute he gets bolder. Now he's leaning on my shoulder. Ma, he's kissing me. Lily was so good, everybody could tell. You'd never see her roam. She'd always stay at home. All the neighbors knew little Lily too well. For when the boys would call, they'd hear her yell. Ma, he's making eyes at me. Ma, he's awful nice to me. Ma, he's almost breaking my heart. If you peek in, can't you see I'm gonna weaken? Ma, he wants to marry me. Be my honeybee. Ma, I'm losing my resistance. Should I holler for assistance? Ma, he's kissing me.
That was Carol Channing's take on Ma, He's Making Eyes at Me.
There's a strange CD that pairs Carol Channing with Judy Garland. It's called The Ladies of Showbiz, but it gives us some more interesting material like this song, which I think was one that was co-written and performed by Sophie Tucker. Ted fell in love with it as soon as we heard it the first time, and we're bringing it to you. It's called Did I Hurt Ya, Burn Ya, Cut Ya Much?
Did I hurt you, burn you, cut you much, my darling, when I said I didn't love you? Did I hurt you, burn you, cut you much, my darling, when I said I didn't want you? Oh, I was just a little tease, be nice to me. Excuse it, please. If I hurt you, burned you, cut you much, my darling, it's 'cause I love you.
Did I hurt you, burn you, cut you much,
my darling, when I said I didn't love you?
Did I hurt you, burn you, cut you much,
my darling, when I said I didn't want you? Oh, I was only teasing you to see what you were gonna do.
If I hurt you, burned you, cut you much,
my darling, it's 'cause I love you.
Thank you.
my darling, when I said I didn't love you? Did I hurt you, burn you, cut you much, my darling, when I said I didn't want you? Forgive me, please hold back that sigh. You know I couldn't hurt a fly. If I hurt you, burned you, cut you much, my darling, it's 'cause I love you. It's 'cause I love you.
In a 1974 musical, Carol Channing brought Lorelei Lee from Gentlemen Prefer Blondes back to Broadway in a show called Lorelei, and her show-stopping number was called Men.
Men! 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 They are the sex that isn't us. They've got names like Max and Sam and Gus. Men! They wear shirts and ties and vests over hairy arms and hairy chests. Men, they think we are just a slave, all because they always need a shave. Men, they think they're a special sight, 'cause their buttons go from left to right. They make girls lean against a lamppost
and sing, "My man, I love him so he'll never know."
Never lean against a lamppost, for what is a man? A fraud and a fake, who thinks his mustache is made of cake. They take us out and feed us, then jump into pajamas. They tell us that they need us, they really need their mamas. Men, I'm through with men. Cheating's just a game, except when ladies try to do the same. Men, when they puff a big cigar, they begin behaving like the Tsar. Men, they think they are headline news, 'cause they wear those flat heel lace-up shoes. Men, they think we should be enthralled, 'cause their heads can go completely bald. They make girls cry beside a wash tub
and sing, "He's just my Bill, don't know what makes me thrill."
I'll never cry beside a wash tub, for what is a man? A pitiful case, who thinks that he's deep, 'cause he sings bass. They tell us we're the meek sex, which yes, I love to give them. They're strong and we're the weak sex, so how come we outlive them? Men, I'm through with men. And furthermore, to think I gave that man the best 5 years of my life. I let him do everything that makes a man happy, like buy things for me. And furthermore, men have blamed we girls for everything throughout history. Ever since Adam and Eve, when Eve gave Adam that big shiny red apple, he didn't have to take it, didn't he have a mind of his own? All he had to do was say, "No thanks, I'll have a banana." Men, just because we're a little bit different shape than men,
we'll close our remembrance with a studio cast of Archie and Mehitabel, where she's Mehitabel the cat. Here she is with Eddie Bracken and an unnamed trio to sing "There's a Dance or Two" and "Two's Your Gay."
I've had my ups, I've had my downs, but I never was no one's pet. I got limp. There's life in my head up, yeah.
Oh, yodeling out with a joyous sound, there's dance on two in the old girls yet. As long as times come creeping round, there's dance on two in the old girls yet.
My heart's been broken a thousand times, and I've been through the mill. A lot of times have come and gone, but I'm a lady still.
Oh, Kate Brent, you got the golden hoop, there's dance on two in the old girls, yeah. My life will be over all too soon, there's dance on two in the old girls.
the cops.
Well, boss, that's my hittable for you. Her left ear is ragged, there are lumps on her hide, and she limps on her hind leg on the starboard side. Though life always treats her in the same ugly way, yet she sings as she dances, toujours gay, toujours gay.
It's cheerio, my deario, there's life in me yet. Choose your gay, 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 choose your gay.
You know, boss, sometimes I think my hittable is too choose your gay.
Choose your gay? There's no such thing as two choose your gay. Why, you foolish cockroach, you're a queer little insect who wheedles and begs with too many morals and too many legs. Sometimes when you preach and you talk through your hat, you make me semantic and just knock you flat. And yet I must confess, it's kind of nice to know there is someone in this cold, cruel worries about Mahitabel. So even if it's only a blue nose, stiff neck, ugly face, know-it-all, little cockroach. Well, cha-cha, Archie.
Good night, Mahitabel.
We lost Carol Channing on January 15th at the age of 97, and I will miss her. Thank you for joining us, and we hope we'll see you here again next week. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.